You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
What's up, everyone? Episode 28. It is March 19, 2020, 3:20 p.m. in beautiful Pennsylvania. Not beautiful at all, but today should be an extremely short episode. There's not much going on in the market today. You know, it's funny, the S&P, as I'm recording this at 3:20, is up 1%. And in a normal economy, up 1%, that's a really good day. But up 1% in this environment is just like, well, it's not red. Let's celebrate. But nothing really to nothing noteworthy, as pretty much every other day this month has been. So up 1%. I was listening to the Trump update on the coronavirus. It's essentially just an update on medical procedures that are going on, basically stating that, you know, we have stuff that's in the works. We're testing a lot of stuff. There's a medication for malaria. You know, obviously it's been tested and it doesn't have too many difficult side effects for Americans to handle. And they've been seeing some positive results on early tests with that on the coronavirus. They had a couple other drugs. I'm not very good with medical names. I'm not going to butcher them. I'm not going to even try to attempt off my memory. But they said they've been testing them and they've seen some early results. But again, it's really tough because stuff like this takes months and months, usually years, for regulation to get passed. And they said that they're, you know, working hard with the FDA night and day to essentially speed up the process and make these drugs accessible as soon as possible. That's a fun phrase to say. Accessible as soon. Accessible as soon. Basically, they're trying a lot of different remedies right now. If one is successful and it's been shown in clinical trials to not have serious side effects, then in a matter of a couple months, they could be deploying them to Americans. They're trying to do it immediately. And that's what Trump kept saying. That's the word he kept saying. Immediately, immediately, immediate. But we'll see. It's very difficult to get stuff like that passed right away without something adverse going along the way or without some major dramatic changes occurring. So the markets are pretty much cooled off. They started red today, but they have recovered nicely. We think maybe the stimulus is really starting to, you know, grab a hold of the market and saying, okay, maybe the markets are finally calming down a little bit. Again, we'll see how Black Friday is, because Fridays have been absolutely deadly in the markets. Nobody seems to like to hold anything over the weekend. It just seems like the weekend just brings more and more bad news. But like I said, all this week, I pretty much assume we're at mass hysteria right now. I don't know how much worse it's possibly going to get in terms of economic news. Now, having said that, and the labor results weren't too bad, considering all things considering with this situation. Again, it might be too early to take the labor reports very seriously, but you know, what'll really be the time test is when all these companies start doing Q1, Q2 report earnings, giving guidances, giving different guidances or forecasts, and see how the market digests that. Is this stuff already priced in, or is it still going to be more red days ahead? I've said early in the week, you know, there's really nothing to stop this market from going down further. And I stand by that. The market could easily go down another 10, 20, 30%. And I honestly would not be surprised. But maybe we're hitting calm waters here. I don't know. It's just one day. It's hard to really take a one-day sample very justified, especially one with such a small movement. But it's more encouraging to see a 1% movement up like this as opposed to a 5% movement off a down day, because that just seems like a dead cat bounce and it's just going to go down the next day and it's just going to play this wild, violent whiplash of volatility. When you start getting smaller percentages, you know, up a one, down two, up one, up two, up down, up three, one, whatever the smaller numbers are, that's when the markets are starting to settle a little bit. It's very rare where you get this deep V where it just crashes and then all of a sudden in 2 weeks it's back up 20-30%. It's very, very rare. I'll make a call right now and say that's not going to happen with the situation. There's just way too many potential companies losing so much revenue during this process. There's a potential for the unemployment rate to absolutely skyrocket. You know, we've been at record low levels under this presidency, and you know, with this virus, it's just an unfortunate event that we're probably going to get a big spike in unemployment. It just is what it is. And, you know, the GDP is going to crash. I mentioned this yesterday, analysts predicting 10 to 15%. So, you know, we'll see. I don't think by any means this is like the bottom. But speaking of the bottom, the only thing I really wanted to touch upon today is, look, if you really like a position, an entity, I got to stop saying entity. I'm so used to work talk. If you're looking at an equity, you really want to own the stock, you really want to own the company, and you consider it a good price based on your own personal research, then buy it. Don't try to time it. It's impossible. You can say you're going to try to time the bottom. It just never works. And today has a few good, perfect examples. Now, these could go way back down tomorrow and then it all gets canceled out. But look at something like a Dave & Buster's. I mean, this one got absolutely hammered. It was in the trading well into the 40s and 50s just a month or two ago. And now it's down to $8. But it was down way lower. It was down to $5. Today, it jumped 71%. So what I'm getting at is it's almost impossible to predict when the bottom of an equity is going to happen. 71% in one day. I mean, just imagine if you just kept dollar cost averaging the past 3 days. Well, you got 71% today. You pretty much made even, or you made some profit on your purchases. Perfect example for me personally was yesterday. I bought $100 worth of Penn National Gaming at $4.50 a share. Today it's up 40 some percent, up to like $6.50 a share when I last turned off my watch list here before I recorded this. So again, $4.50 to $6.50 right there. Now obviously I bought shares in like $9.90 to $9.10 range, so it's not like I'm doing great in this position. But you know, when you dollar cost average, if you really like a position and you really find it a discount for you, you know, you're comfortable holding for longer terms, then just buy it. You don't know when the bottom is going to hit. You really don't. Now, you should be careful with your buy-ins, right? Like if you have 10,000 to buy, don't just go like, oh, 9,000 today, 1,000 tomorrow. You should really divvy it out intelligently. Do 1,000 today, maybe 1,000 tomorrow, 1,000 the next day if it's going down, 1,000 the next day. Just keep phasing it in until you, because you can get lower and lower prices if it keeps going down. But worst case scenario is you hold for the long term. If it's a really strong company, a position you believe in, you just hold it for the long term. And you know, we're going to go with the assumption that we're not like Japan here and the market just stagnates for 50 years. We're going to assume that the market will recover and it will go back up eventually. Now, if we change political parties or whatever, who knows what'll happen. You know, a lot of analysts are predicting that with this whole virus situation and the economy kind of going downhill, not the Trump's fault really at all, but it could turn the political tides come November. And we could see Biden come out on top. Currently, the Vegas odds have Biden as an extremely slight favorite, and it was the first time since 2019. It's the first time ever, essentially, like since Trump got elected, that they predicted that the Vegas books have him losing the election as not the favorite. So they had Trump at even odds and they had Biden at like minus 120. So it's not like a huge discrepancy there. But nonetheless, it's very interesting. And you know me, when my name has degenerate in it, I'm going to listen to Vegas sports books more than pretty much any other source out there, to my own fault. But hey, it is what it is. So really short podcast today. Not much to say. I didn't buy anything today, so nothing really interesting to talk about there. I'm still eyeing up Thermo Fisher Scientific and Home Depot, but you know, I got to conserve cash eventually. And I'm just doing it today. I'm trying to sell some credit spreads to build up a little bit of income, get like $100 to $200 here and there every week, and then take that money and then throw it into my Fidelity account to grow the positions. But, you know, one bad trade and I could just blow the whole thing. I have like $2,000 in that account that I'm using for credit spreads. One bad trade, I could pretty much just blow up the entire account. But nonetheless, it's not that much money. And I'll be looking up to build up my Fidelity account with stocks that pay some dividends. And speaking of which, one of them just got cut in Darden Restaurants. They're not paying their quarterly dividend after I just bought it. So that's a shame. But you know, I'm not very surprised. And this one's deep, deep discount. Who knows if they're going to suspend it for just a quarter or for like a couple of years. I don't know. Nonetheless, it's still a position that I like. I like their restaurants that they have under their umbrella name. So I'm holding that one for the long term. It's not a huge position anyway. So we'll see what happens. So hope you enjoyed this very short podcast. Let me know if you have any ideas that you want me to discuss in tomorrow's podcast. Let me know your thoughts down below. And I apologize if you listened to yesterday's podcast. The part one and part two actually got reversed. And that happened in Anchor, the platform that I use to split out my podcast to various podcast sites. I'm sorry, it switched part one and part two, so you might have heard it in reversed. Shout out to the YouTube user who commented and let me know that. So that won't happen again. I need to double check every time Anchor splits it for me. And I will see everyone tomorrow for Friday.